Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you back with us. And I know we have a listener question to answer this morning. But before we get to that, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the recognition in the Condé Nast Traveller Reader's Choice Awards, which saw four Irish resorts ranked among Europe's top 10, also saw Galway and Dublin named Europe's friendliest cities. And now in what are the, well, they say these are the travel Oscars, a Dublin tourist attraction has received the award for the title of Europe's leading tourist attraction, which is fantastic because let's face it, the tourist industry here has been so decimated over the last few months that to get good news like this, I mean, everybody must be absolutely beside themselves with joy.
I totally agree with you, Carol. The World Travel Awards, as you said, are like the Oscars. In fact, I was lucky enough a few years ago to attend them in Portugal, down in the Algarve there in the Conrad Hotel, and they were a very glitzy, fabulous affair. And they are held up to be an industry leader in terms of awards. And as you said there, epic, amazing. The Irish Emigration Museum, which is just down there, actually near us, near the studio in the CHQ by the Docklands, has been named Europe's leading tourist attraction for the second year, which is amazing. They opened it up, Carol, in the vaults of the CHQ in the Docklands. And, you know, it was a few years ago, people were saying, oh, this will never work. It won't work at all. And the guy who set it all up, very visionary chap, he went for it and it has really gone from strength to strength. What I love about it is it's so interactive and it has everything Irish, from Grace Kelly to the famine to river dance. You know, you can do everything and you get this little passport and you go around and people absolutely love it. It really brings fun into the whole museum experience. The real thing about it, Carl, is, I mean, it is Ireland's emigrant experience. I mean, primarily. Mm. And I suppose as a society, I think a lot of people here, and especially in America as well, are sort of, we're deeply kind of grateful for keeping the whole memory of this emigration alive. And they've really done it very, very well. They beat out, you know, like the Eiffel Tower, when you think about it, pretty amazing. And other like huge tourist attractions from around the world, which is really, really great. So
it's excellent news.
Yeah, well done to them. And I mean, just on the other thing, Carl, as well, Adair Manor was named Ireland's top hotel as well at the awards. You know, it's always kind of an up for grabs between Adair and Ashford.
No surprise, you know, there, yourself. No.
Yeah, you know. You know the places, the budget hotels, Carol, you know, the places that you can go on a shoestring, as they say. But yeah, and Michael D. Higgins actually congratulated the museum for winning the award as well. And he said, as a society, we're deeply grateful to Epic for keeping the memory of our shared past alive. So they got heaps of praise from our own president as well. So,
and
you know,
quite right too, I have to say. Quite right, deservedly so.
Yeah,
and also in keeping, I suppose, with good news, and I know we can't go anywhere at the moment, so we'll see. If anybody listening hasn't been to the Epic Museum, then that's something to put on the list for when we get out of lockdown. Perhaps something else to put on the list too is to sample or enjoy one of the hotels included on Ireland's Blue Book. And they have some fabulous hotels. And I read during the week that they've actually revealed two new members for next year.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I have to say, Carol, the Blue Book's popularity just grows and grows because they really are unique and they do something special with their properties. And to get in as a member, you know, is a real big deal. And yeah, a beautiful 19th century house in Connemara and one of Dublin's best known restaurants, Dax, have both been sort of brought in as new members. And that's really nice. Now, the house in Connemara, I suppose Delphi Lodge, which is a 13 bedroom country house, goes back to the 1830s. Again, it's set on a 1,000 acre estate in the beautiful, I don't know if you know the Delphi Valley there, Carl, in Galway. It's famous as a sort of a fishing, traditional lodge, kind of for fishing as well. They've got lovely things there, Carl, as well. They like to do things now in when things get back to normal, I guess. You know, they were famous for doing communal dinners. They had this lovely snooker room, reception rooms with big log fires. They've got six kind of old world self-catering cottages there as well. And, you know, even though it closed under the level 5 lockdown, the future prices, Carol, are advertised from 125 per person with a 3-night minimum stay. And they only have a maximum of 16 guests there. So again, you see, tying in with that whole special thing that the Blue Book do when they find these wonderful properties that are just really, really unique. And I think that's a great, great value. So people can look at that for next year. Dax Restaurant, Carol, of course, refined take on modern Irish and French cuisine. It's on Pembroke Street Upper there. The head chef, Graham Neville, who came from Restaurant 41, focuses on sort of top local ingredients. Again, the wine list is very, very popular. They do a great sort of pairing there of the wines as well. And of course, they were doing their kind of Dax at Home collection service, again, adapting to the situation at the moment. Really nice menus, including things like roast halibut, Jerusalem artichoke, clam sauce. And you can get a takeout menu there, the Dax at Home, including restaurant quality food for 44 per person, which again isn't bad at all. And I think that's really great. I mean, what I was chatting to Laura Bow, the chairperson of Ireland's Blue Book, and she was saying, you know, it's such a challenging year for the industry. You know, she was just thanking people for their continued support. Lots of people, Carol, are buying the Blue Book vouchers now for Christmas because, you know,
yeah,
of
lovely
course,
idea.
It's a great
I was
one.
Just going to say that actually, Ed, you know, what a lovely idea now for Christmas. Keep it Irish, keep
absolutely,
it local.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had Michelle Maguire on A Taste of Ireland as well on the station. And she was chatting about, you know, how things are, of course, very difficult now because hotels are closed and they can't, you know, with the way things are. So, yeah, as you said, they're very happy about the fact, you know, some good news, as you said there. And, you know, bringing the number of properties now, Carol, up to 57, which is lovely for the Blue Book, which is really, really
excellent.
Nice. So, and if anyone hasn't been over to that Connemara Delphi Lodge area, it's just like something out of one of those movies, you see, like, it's absolutely beautiful. And the holiday cottages are gorgeous there as well. So,
as I said, I'm putting it on my list.
Absolutely.
my list, which is getting longer all the time, I have to say. Okay, great to start with some good news this morning. We have some, I suppose, I'm not going to say it's bad news per se, but I know we have some more issues with, I think it's Ryanair. No surprise there, Ed. You did get an email in, a question from a listener during the week.
I did, yeah. I got an email in from John Maguire there, and he was saying about his flights to Pisa had been cancelled. The flights had cost $813. Now, he had paid for them partly by credit card, €613, and then he used vouchers that he had got from Ryanair for €200, and then the flights were cancelled. Now, he got the refund back, which was great, right? You know, good news. Michael O'Leary was on the news during the week, Carol, saying everybody has been refunded. He wasn't looking too happy about this barrage at all. He was getting typical Michael. He was getting a little bit irate. But John got back 613, but they didn't refund the travel voucher for 200. But in fairness, John, the problem here and this for me is that if you actually requested vouchers originally from Ryanair, obviously, because you use the voucher to pay for your flights. So they will just give you back a voucher for that. I think that's the policy on that, because you can't change a voucher, Carol, into a refund with Ryanair, as far as I'm aware. But he has the voucher for 200, which, you know, he will be able to use in the future. But I think, John, certainly you can ask them, but I don't think you can, you know, you can change the voucher for a refund. I think if I've read that correctly, because they state in the TNC, the terms and conditions, that if you do opt for a voucher, if you did, then that kind of invalidated your, you know, you can't change it. So that's unfortunate. But I'm delighted, John, that you got the 613 back, because, you know, that was pretty good. A few people still who booked with other travel companies, OT online travel companies, have still not got their refunds back. And that's really the only bone of contention that seems to be out there now, Carol, at the moment. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And if you listening have any questions for Ed, please do send them in, ed@traveltalk.ie. All right, Ed, as always, as I said at the start, a pleasure to chat with you. Tomorrow night, you're back again with another Taste of Ireland, with a musical guest for us tomorrow night.
Yes. And I mean, Carol, who could be more of a Taste of Ireland than Liam O'Mwain Lee from the Hothouse Flowers?
You know, kidding.
An amazing Irish musician. And I'll tell you, if anybody wants to hear some incredible music choices, you'd never think, amazing stuff that Liam has picked, you know, from Shano singers to African Mali, you know, string players, amazing stuff. And you could listen to Liam. He has the most soft velvet voice. You could listen to him for hours. You know, it was a joy to have him in in studio.
Well, he, Lee Mulvaney, was a former, is a former guest of ours here on Saturday Live. I think he came in, oh, must be about a year ago, and quite the conversation. This very interesting man. Very, he's certainly got his opinions, that is for sure. And I'm sure this is going to be a very fascinating conversation that you have with him tomorrow night, and obviously great music too. So we look forward to that. A Taste of Ireland here on Sunshine, just after the news at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Brilliant, Cara. Thanks so much.
Have a good week. We'll chat with you next week.
All the best. Slán leat.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.